Before we start the next Gemara, Mashiach B'Yadai, I'd like to share with you just a Rav Shimon's Kasha, Shariyosh's Kasha, yesterday's Rajba. It's not a complicated Kasha, but it's hard to say it because I think I have a nice teretz on the Kasha. The Shariyosh in the Shar Hei, the beginning of Perichot Hei, brings from Hilchos Pidyon Aveh. Now, there's a rule by Hilchos Pidyon Aveh that by Safek by Pidyon Aveh. Let's say someone had twins, a boy and a girl. And there's a Safek which was born first, the boy or the girl. So there's a Safek, it is a Chiyuv Pidyon Aveh. If the boy was born first, he's a Bechar. And there is a Chiyuv Pidyon. If the girl was born first, and the boy's not a Bechar, then there's no Chiyuv Pidyon. So there's a halacha, psuka, clear halacha, that dinei pidyon aben work with the rule of hamaitzi mechaveri olav haraya, and the kayin, the Yisrael, doesn't have to be paid this son. Why it works with hamaitzi mechaveri olav haraya is for a different time, but that's the halacha that by pidyon aben, if there's a safek chiyuv, then you don't have to be paid to your son. And you're off the hook. We don't say Safek Darais L'Chumra, we say Amaitzim Chavei Alef Harai. It's a moment to stick it in. There's a case in Hilchos Pidyon Aben where someone was paid to his son before the 30 days were up. He was paid to his son before the 30 days were up. And he gave money to the Kayin for a Pidyon. And now it's after the 30 days. So in Simin Shin Hei, which is Hilchos Pidyon Aben, Sif Yud Gimel, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, that it's good. If you give the money beforehand, and it passes, it comes to the 31st day, and then it's a good pidyon. If you do it earlier, you lose the bracha. You can't make a bracha earlier, because at the time it's not a pidyon. But Lamaisa, if you did it, it's a good pidyon. The Ramah says that that's all if the money is still around on the 31st day. Let's say the money is still there on the 31st day, then Avad, it's a good pidyon. Kain still has, I say still around, I mean the Kain still has the money on the 31st day, Avad, it's a good pidyon. However, if the money was spent already before the 31st day, the Kain spent it, he got the money, I'll say, on the 25th day, and he spent it already. And the 31st day, it's this achlu hamois. The mois was spent. So he says it's a machloikis. The chaber holds it's good. Even this achlu hamois. And the Ramah says v'yesh chalkim. And the Ramah says, since it's a safik, if it's a good pinion, so therefore, you should be paid again. You should do the pinion over. In other words, you have to take out another 5 shkolim and be paid. This is all Mefurish Shulchan Aruch and does it come up? So I might have once told you the Maisa Rav Palm once told me that I always remember things that say in Halacha from stories. So Rav Palm told me that his father was once at a Pinyin Aben and everyone was there, and his father was the Kayin, they're ready to be paid. And he asked, when was the baby born? And he made a cheshbin, and it was a day early. A lot of people have a bechor make a mistake. They think the pidyon on the 30th day. It's not true, it's the 31st day. So here, the caterer had set up already, and the baby was already laid with his jewelry. And he realized that it's the 30th day. What do you do now? So he told everybody, go home and come back tomorrow. So if I mentioned that his father decided that he'll accept the pidyon now, and he'll hold on to the money, he'll make sure that he doesn't spend the money till tomorrow, it's only one day, and l'kuli alma, it's a good pidyon. So that, I don't remember what he said, you know what he said about bracha, I don't remember if he said it, he said something, either side, didn't make the bracha, I don't remember which way, but that mice, I remember the halacha, if it's the loy nesach lo amois, then it's good, if it's the sachra. What?
How could he make the bracha?
It's a complicated question. But the point anyway is that this is a halacha, this is the Beferish HaShulchan Aruch. Kasha is, why is this case we have a suffix? You're not sure, by Nisachlo Amoyz, if the money was spent, we're not sure is it a good pidyon or not. We should also say, HaMoytzi Mechaveiro Yalav Harai. If by pidyon HaBeh we have this rule, that when it's a suffix, we say, HaMoytzi Mechaveiro Yalav Harai. So here also, it's a suffix in din. It's a suffix, do we paskin Nisachlo Amoyz is good or it's no good? So why don't we say the same thing? I gave him a pidyon within 30 days. It's a suffix. I don't want to be paid again. So the Rav Shimon brings from, I think, the Marit Al Ghazi, brings from one of the Rishonim, that's the case of any day and praticha. There's a difference. In a case where a person doesn't know if the son that was born, was the boy was born first or second, that's any idea in this chayafti. I don't know if I was ever chayiv in the first place. Was he ever chayiv in pidyon HaBeh? Any idea? I don't know. Like I say, I don't know if I ever borrowed money from you. So if any idea in this chayafti, then we say, I'm Yitzim HaChaveri Olav Araya. Every case that I'm not sure if I owe you money or not, if there was ever a chayiv, that's any idea in this chayafti. So I'm part of it, I still have a right. Masha'enkei, in this case, we know there was a chiyuv. We know that the baby is a bechor. We know the baby was born. And dinei pidyon HaBeh apply. It's eini yodea im parati. Eini yodea if I was paid to the child or not. By eini yodea im parati, I know there was a chiyuv. Now, I'm not sure when I gave the money on the 30th day and it was spent before the 31st, is it good or it's not good? So I'm not sure. It's a suffix. That's any day on parati. Since any day on parati, so there, by a suffix you have to pay. There's a vade chiyav and a suffix parati. And the meila, zakti Marit Al Ghazi, so that's what, it's a very geshmak of pshat, everything's smooth. And then the chayavti, you have to, it's a mitzvah of avaraya. If you know you're chayav, you're not sure if you're paid. So then, any day on parati, there's a din of payment. There's a chiyav to pay. What does Rav Shimon do with this? Rav Shimon says on this that this is a raya that we don't pass them like the Rashba. We don't pass them like the Rashba. Why did the Rashba say yesterday? He said that any day on parati is takachayiv in a case where a person didn't do any maisa piroin, he just doesn't remember. Maybe I did do, maybe I didn't do a maisa piroin. If I don't remember if I did or didn't, then we say any day on parati. But where a person knows he did a maisa piroi, like he threw the money to within whatever number of amis of her, or two edim say that it was karav la, he knows he did a maisa piroi. Just a question if it's good or not. The question was a karav to him or karav to her. So the Rashba said in that case we say yachloiku. In that case we don't say any aday am parati, because we know there was a maisa piroi. Or in the case of the counterfeit money, he paid. He's not sure what I paid was a good parayin or not a good parayin. I don't know. We said yesterday that the Rashba holds that in that case, that's not any adam praticha. That's a case of yachlaiku, it's a suffix. Because there's raglayim ladama, there was a parayin. The question is, was there a good parayin? So the Rashba said that our Mishnah metza metza yachlaiku. Zot Rav Shimon, we see that we don't pass like this Rashba. We see in Halacha, we have a case similar to the Rashba, where it's any Adam Praticha with, I know there was a Maisa Pirai, just not sure if it counts or it doesn't count. But we see we don't pass the Yachlaiku. Otherwise, here, it should be Yachlaiku. That's Rav Shimon's Kasha on the thing. And Adkan, this is all. Rav Shimon asked that the din should be Yachlaiku. That's his kasha. Agav, Rav Shimon mentions what some of you mentioned, and parenthetically he says This lashon is that something like shakhu, they forgot that any of their praticha is only by bari v'shema, not by shema v'shema. Those of you who mentioned to me yesterday, I just have another maramokim where he talks about this, and like in parentheses he says agav that it shouldn't have a shaychis because bari v'shema, shema v'shema. But anyway, getting back to pinyan aben, this is Reb Shimon's kashya should say achlok. So I just had a ha'ara, which maybe is correct, maybe it's not correct, on this by pinyan aben. Why the din can't be yachloiku by pinyan aben? And really, I think I once saw this in a stipler, in a totally different case. The stipler says, the way I remember, he explains why, if before a person died, he pledged money to tzedakah, no kinyanim. He just said he's going to, like a neder, he's going to give money to tzedakah. And he died. So stipler is masber, why, if you hold there's no kinyan, you hold amira to tzedakah is not a kinyan. Why don't the yarshim, why don't they have to give the tzedakah? The father said he made a neder, he's going to give, why don't the yarshim give? So stipler writes, no. The father said he's going to give money to tzedakah, because he's going to receive in exchange a mitzvah of tzedakah. That's what the father said. Well, why does the person give tzedakah? Because the Rebbe Shalom said, by giving I receive in return a mitzvah. That's why I'm giving. The father never said that I'm going to give tzedakah if I don't get a mitzvah for it. If it's a hechatimtzah where I wouldn't receive any schar mitzvah. He didn't. That he never said. When a man dies, and his children keep his word and give the tzedakah, the father didn't give tzedakah. Lamaisa, he didn't give tzedakah. His children gave tzedakah. So Stipler says, so that's not what he did. If a person having to give tzedakah, type tzedakah is that there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. If there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, you have to give tzedakah. If there's no mitzvah of tzedakah, you don't have to give tzedakah. In a similar vein, I was thinking, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, I'm not sure, that by pidyon aben, it's impossible to have a psak of yachloiku. By pidyon aben, let's say it's a suffix, if I have to be paid to my son five silver coins. And some kind of suffix will pass the yachloiku. I could say, I don't want to do yachloiku. I'm not mechuyev to be paid to my son only if I'll get in return the mitzvah pidyon aben. So it's a suffix. Let's see what's the halacha by seikis. We could clarify by seikis, do you pay, don't you pay? But one thing is for sure, you can't tell me give two and a half coins. You can't tell me give half the money, because if I give half the money, I am going to end up with vadai. I don't have a mitzvah pidyon aben, because giving half the money pidyon aben is not a mitzvah. It's zero mitzvah. It's not half a mitzvah. It's zero mitzvah. As long as paid his son with a pruta less than the full amount, he doesn't have the mitzvah. So Rav Shimon's kasha that by pidyon aben we should have a psak of yachloiku, it's mufrach meikra. It can't be that you're going to have a psak of yachloiku, because by a chayiv you can have a psak of yachloiku. I'll give you half the money, it's a safik. But by pidyon aben, the only reason I'm giving money is because I want to have schar mitzvah pidyon aben. The whole idea that the Rashi would say yachloiku, the Rashi here would agree yachloiku is not an option. The Rashi would agree yachloiku is not an option. So maybe you can't do yachloiku. So you can't ask a kasha that like the Rashi, in such a case it should be yachloiku. I mean, it should be yachloiku. But pidyon aben, it can't be yachloiku, because the father doesn't have this schar mitzvah. Elomai, what is it? So we can start clarifying. What would the Rashi hold in the yachloiku case where you can't do yachloiku? Yes. It's 100% true that the rules of pidyon aben work with hilchas chayiv, and that's true. However, I don't think that takes away from it. I only have to pay my chayiv of pidyon aben if lamaisa I'll get schar mitzvah for it. Well, what's the, if I'm not going to get schar mitzvah for it, so.
You can say the same thing by chayiv. There's also mitzvah
to Prius Bachay mitzvah, you mean?
Yeah.
Prius Bachay, every prut is a mitzvah. If I pay half, I have mitzvah paying half. There's no, it's not all or nothing. Over here, it's an all or nothing type of thing.
It depends on how we look at yachloiku. If we say when you pay half, when only have to pay half, maybe the Torah considers that you already paid the other half. Now you just have to pay this half. Like the Torah gives you.
It can't be that way by a Sveika Dedina, because Muman Hashem, there are only two possibilities. Either the halach is like the Mechaber, and if I pay within 30 days, it's a good opinion. Or the halach is like the Shita in the Ramah, that if I pay within 30 days, it's not a good opinion. There's really no interpretation that would fit that it knocks down my chayv to half the amount. It's not big enough.
Can I my half of it?
No, I can't give you my chayv. No, I can't give you. I can't get it cheaper. No. I'm telling him that's the hazard he could do, but he can't do.
How does this like work by regular? You know,
the other $100,
the
other not.
Why is it
different? See, if there's a suffix, I tell you, I don't know if I owe you money. Any damn paraticha. And you threw it, there are two Adam say it was carved to me, and two Adam say it was carved to you. So go to bed. So bed and paskins dine mamin. Then dine mamin, I owe you half. Now, you have to remember, we had. There's Rav Shimon's big kasha, which is the Rav Tumah's kasha, that every case is a suffik leisignal. Every case where I owe you money, I'm not sure why isn't a suffik leisignal. The answer is Geneva is meshubit to dina psak bezdin. My opinion of it. Yeah, ben is mitzaseh. Dina mominis is meshubit to psak bezdin. So the Torah recognizes people could have stakes. You can throw money, and we can be mesubik if it's karav li, karav lach. So it's a psak. The psak, I'm not even my single life. I did the psak. The psak to pay half. So I was satisfied my chiyuv. My chiyuv is not more than dini mamin. Now, pidyon haben, you could taka say, pidyon haben goes to a dini chayiv, and I have to pay. But if I'm not going to accomplish pidyon haben, why should I? The kasha was that it, like the Rashba, by any adam praticha with a raglay ledavid, if it was a maisi peron, which is a suffix, the Rashba says that's psak of yachlaiku. That's adamar meftam mefti yachlaiku. What?
But
everything
psak
like
maria.
And therefore, what?
The maria says it's
so, all right, so the question now is, what would the Rashba say in this Yachlaiku case, where you can't do Yachlaiku, so now you have two choices. Either you fall back in a day of Praticha and you pay the whole thing, or you say, you can't be Mechaimi the whole thing, if you can't give half, it should be Potter. All right, so Mir Gazi says you pay the whole, we could declare which way it should go. I think you could talk to Sparas both ways. The question is only, why didn't the Rashba's Yachloiku option come into play? Because it's not an option of Pidyon HaBen. Now, if you'll find me any case in the Pidyon HaBen where the Pesach is Yachloiku, it'll be Mufruch, my parents. I don't think you'll find such a case that Pidyon HaBen you pay half. I don't think you'll ever find such a thing. But, I don't know, if you'll find, you'll find. Okay, this is my sort of my ha'ara on this, and Agav, Rashba, this Rashba is not just a Rashba here on IHS, it seems to be a Rashba that the place can deal with quite a lot, quite significantly. Yeah. Happens every once in a while in our area, people have fake Suffolk Pidyon HaBen. The common case of Suffolk Pidyon HaBen, people don't realize, very often a woman who's pregnant miscarries. People don't realize how much miscarriage is common because it's very often very early in the pregnancy. If a woman miscarries within 40 days, then the next child is Zichah Bachar. There's no machlaikas. If a woman miscarries late in the pregnancy, then the child is Zichah Nada Bachar. No machlaikas. It happens quite a bit that a woman miscarries after 40 days of pregnancy, but before 3 months. Within that period of time, there's a machlaikas whether the next child needs pidyon. So the father really could say, I'm like to have a right, not do opinion. But usually you want to do opinion. And also, when a woman miscarries early in pregnancy, she doesn't advertise. So everyone thinks it's a bechor. Everyone thinks it has a din bechor, and l'gabi certain halachas does have a din bechor. But l'gabi opinion aben, it's a suffix. So they usually do opinion aben. And you're allowed to, I do opinion aben by a suffix. The question is always, what do you do with the brachas? So I dealt with guys, and I told people, to buy a new suit, so you can make a shechiyanu. Pidyan ben, there are two brachas. The pidyan ben bracha, the shechiyanu. So buy a new suit, and you can make the shechiyanu. And don't make a bracha pidyan ben. Just don't give out these papers they give out sometimes to people. And when you get up and do the pidyan ben, just say shechiyanu and give it. And see if anybody notices. And you know, it's pretty successful that everyone's busy with the things and the interesting thing. Every once in a while, I have with a Neulad Mol, the same Shiloh by the Bris Mila, a real Neulad Mol that I never saw. There are a lot of babies that are born half Mol. Half Mol, it's a condition called hypospadias, where babies are born half Mol. So at the Bris Mila, they cut off the rest of the Arlarla sort of hanging at different stages. So also, the father can make a bracha, but also he doesn't want to advertise. It's not such a thing. So I always tell the father, just start from Melech Ha'olam, Hashem Hashem. So I say, don't say Hashem's name. I say, Baruch Melech Ha'olam, and no one will notice. I say, always nervous, but no one ever notices. You say your mom a little bit. You don't make a bracha, because it's a suffix if it needs a bracha. Sometimes the father, he does need to give the Atara, sometimes he's not. What? It's not really Amil of Atola, because the stake is you're allowed to say a bracha without Shem Malchus. Such a kind. Okay, anyway, let's get to the next Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Let's get back to Gittin. Amar Rav Chisda, get the yada or Meshicha the yada. A get in her hand, a string in his hand. In Yachal and Nafke, la via yatzle, ena bukureshes, vim la bukureshes, maitama bivin tisis falaka. The whole sugi is two lines, and from this we have to come to a havana in what's needed by a get. Gemara says a very simple thing: if there's a get biyada and a meshicha biyada, so what did the husband do? He did place the guf haget in her hand, that he did, but he's holding on to a string, and he could still pull it back. So Kozman, he could, but if he can't pull it back, what are they talking about? If he could pull it back, that's the Chiddush. Chsar and Krisus. Krisus Pashtus means they have to be separated, they have to be cut apart from each other. And as long as there's still something attaching the man to the get, that's a chsar in the Meister Krisus. Now this is also Bava Metzia Dav Zayin. Let me tell you the Gemara there. We'll round out our understanding. The Gemara there, what's it talking about above Metzia? Ki Yisudar. A man is doing a kinyan, so he's giving a handkerchief to someone to do a kinyan. He's selling his house, let's say. He says, I want to be kind of kinyan chalipin. So the kinyan gives his handkerchief to the makna. In exchange, he gets the house. When he gave the handkerchief, he didn't let go. So the recipient was holding half the handkerchief, and the other one half, and they both picked it up, and fine. So that's the same case as here. So then the Gemara says, it's a good nesina. It's a good kinyan sudar. Because whatever the person was holding, his half of the handkerchief, we look as if it's cut. The part he's holding is his. And if that's gimel al gimel, that's the shear, so then it's considered to be a good nesira. So the Gemara Metzia says it's a stira. Over there it says, if they're both holding it, how do we look at it? As if it's cut. What he's holding, he's holding. What he's holding, he's holding. If so, what about by gittin? By gittin, say the same thing. Cut it, the man's holding the string, the woman's holding the get, finished. Why do we say the same thing? So Gemara says, no. By a get, krisus be'inan v'leka. A get, the husband has to be off the case, v'leka. By sudr, all you need is nesina. V'ika, nesina you have. It's considered a nesina. We see from that Gemara that when you give a get, and the string is in the husband's hand, that's a nesina. It's not missing in nesina. It's given. It's missing in krisus. There's gzeres hakasav that he has to have no shaykhus to it. He draws a shaykhus. So that's why it's not a good get. Is it considered a nesina? Yes, it's a nesina. You put the get in the hand. But it's a possible get because it's missing in this din that you have to, it has to be a krisus being a valaka. That's what the Gemara says over there in Bava Metzia. This still here is Gemaris. So this is now what comes to play here is Taisvis in Yachal Anatkai. Taisus here talks about what chelik a woman could have in a get. If a man puts a get in a woman's hand, and there's a string, and she closes her hand around the get, and now the husband can't pull it with the string. String's not strong enough to resist her grasping the glove. So the question is that a good get or not? That's the nidain here in Taisus. Why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't it be? The husband can't be menatik etzlai. The whole pickbook of this taisus is that she's doing something. She's helping. She's doing something. And you need venas on the other. The husband should give. Here, since when the husband gave, it wasn't good. The string was still hanging. The question is her grabbing it, is that adequate to make it a get? Or is the chesaron of venas on the other? Now, those of you who are by a get know that when they give a get, when Masia, the woman, she shouldn't move, just hold her hands and don't do anything until the get, the husband lets go of the get and it falls into her hands, and then she can take it. But the nesina is done totally by the man or by the shliach of the man, whatever the case may be. That comes from this taisus. So if you look at taisus, both the Riyah and Rabbeinu Tam seem to have the same shita. Elanir Olari, in the middle of Taisus, Demairi, Shekvar Hoysa Yodak Futsa. What's the case? The husband can't pull it. Her hand was already closed. Hutachav Get, Latech Yada. And he forced it under our fingers. So now, in Tachav Kolkach Bechaysik, Achein Yochalav Yathlai Begrashis. If the husband pushed it into her hand strong enough that the string can't pull it back, it's a good get. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish. To be yada psucha ayri shapir. It's talking about her hand is open. What does it mean he can't pull it back? Maybe yachalav yas lahenu shaget kaved. It's a heavy get. And if you pull it back, the string will rip. Now the Riya Rabbeinu Tam are pretty much the same. Just two cases of the same thing. That the woman did not close her hand. The man did everything to make it a good get. Tzarech lizar shetei yada isha psucha. When you give a get, make sure the woman's hand is open till the man places the whole get in her hand. Then tik place yada vaycha valoiches brayshay get biyada layav a get. Then it's not a good get. Avakam I get biyada mishicha biyada. Till here, Taisus says something very glatt and amadabor, so people understand that the woman can't help. The woman just has to keep her hand open. She can't be mesayeh at all. Venira dekasha. Now I'm not clear if this venira. Who's saying venira? So I don't think it's Rabbeinu Tam, because when the other Rishayim bring Rabbeinu Tam, they don't bring the venira. So it seems Rabbeinu Tam said, you got to keep your hand open. Venira is Taisus now, the Bali Taisus are saying, venira de kasha, I disagree with the Riyah Rabbeinu Tam. Riyah Rabbeinu Tam said the woman can't close her hand. The husband has to do everything. Legara may orek lacharze, vishal fase da have a get. We had a case where the man's get is stuck into his belt. And what did he do? He didn't play this place in her hand. She took it. So we said, what do you mean she took it? You can't have a get. You put it on the karka and she takes it. It's no good. So he moved himself closer to her so she could grab it. And some Rishon said he also somehow... moved his body so that the get should be easier to pull out. Whatever he did, he helped her, but she took it. And it's a good get. So Frek Taisus Akasha, we see Oruk Lacharze, we see from there that the woman could help in the getting of the get as long as the man is also helping. So Frek Taisus Akasha, Ben Atamadari, we see that the woman could help in the get. Why can't the woman help? If the man's putting it on her hand and she's accepting it, the way normal people, you give me something, you hand it to me. As you hand it to me, I close my fingers around it. From Oruk Lacharze, you see, it's good. It's even good if the husband gets stuck in his belt and he moves closer to her. So Koshke, it should be good by the place of closing your hand. So this is Taisus Kasha on the Riyah Rabbeinu Tam. It's a very stark Kasha. And we have to try to find a way to answer it. The Rosh is the second kasha from a Gemara earlier in the Masechta. A man gives a woman a get. And he says, the get should be chal when you get to this in the city. So the man gives the woman a get, so it says that when she gets to the city, it's chal. So what's the case? He put it in her hand. So she has to walk with her hands, her palms straight open all the way to the next city. That's what that means. She takes it, puts it in her pocket, or puts it in her suitcase, and she goes to the next city. It doesn't. It's not Mistaber, Stam Gemara says you travel to the next city. She walks with her palms open all the way to the next city. So we see that she could grab the get, as long as the husband was Makarav it law. So how could you say that the man closing the get is a problem? What? It's not Amanos. It's Chal there, and it's still good. It's a get when she gets there. We see it's a get, even though it's not a get when she. But when she gets there, what does she do? She opens her hand again. That's not the husband's placing. She already grabbed it. She grabbed it before it's gone. So you see that her grabbing it does not mark it on her being found. Reb Chaim said you got Nesina earlier, and the Chalos later. That's true. But what we see from here, Reb Chaim said you could have Nesina earlier and the Chalos later. So you could say that if her hand's open the whole time, right? It's he told it to Shtachayv, and she didn't do anything. What? That's not true. If there's no string, then it's not a problem. If Bob puts in her hand, just because if he wants, he can grab it back. It is a good get. It's already finished. By the time when he let go, it's a get. If he now grabs it back, you can't change a get. There has to be something remain. So the sort of question now is lahalacha. How to find some type of a pshara between the idea of aruch lacharetze, the man only has to do a little, and somehow the Riyah Beit Tam's understanding that she can't grab it. So the Darkei Maisha says that the difference is if she just closes her hand, the Riyah Beit Tam say it's possible. If she just closes her hand and there's a string hanging, she closes her hand, it's possible. The only time it's kosher is if the husband told her, the husband said to her, close your hand. Or the husband said to her, take it to the next city. Or the husband said to her, take it out of my belt, it's stuck in my belt. When the husband is the one that causes her to grab it, so then, it's not a psul. It's not a chsar of an asa b'yada. When she does it on her own das, then it is a chsar. That's what the Darkei Maisha says. Before we talk about the Svara, the Avnei Meluim is not so happy with the Darkei Maisha, because the Darkei Maisha is mashmet that it's even if you say it afterwards. So the Avnei Meluim says it differently. Avnei Meluim says it means that you say it at the time you originally give it to her. He also says that the husband commands. But the Darkei Maisha sounds like the husband could say it even afterwards. Avnei Meluim doesn't like that for whatever reason. He says that the husband says it b'shas ma'is. He gives it to her. He says, here, close your hands around it. Or he says, take it out from under my belt. That means he's saying it b'shas ma'is. He has to say it b'shas ma'is. Later, Avnei Meluim holds is no good. He has to be saying it b'shas ma'is. The Avnei Meluim says what I just told you. Avnei Meluim says that the Amira is b'shas ma'isa. The Darkei Maisha says the Amira is afterwards is also good. I've had the b'shas ma'isa is also good, but afterwards is good as well. And the Avnei Meluim seems to have a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos like him. But the Avnei Meluim is a little shver, very shver, because the Gemara Beferish of Ayeches Amar Aleph said the case of Aruch Lacharetze was the Mishnah's case, Shematzosa Me'achayra, saying again, Ad Sheyoyimar, it's Mashma Amira afterwards is also good. Mashma is Pash Pashat in the Mishnah, Amira afterwards is good. So I don't know, I have an Avnei Meluim with Hagoyis on the bottom, So whoever wrote those guys asked this kasha on davening mluni, reigns in tzarachiyah. So be it as it may, it's not something get to me it's in right now to try to answer davening mluni. Not that I know how to, but either way, right now we'll mix the dark and my shavening mluni. You need an amir. It's not, because the hug, if it's saying close your hand, it's saying hug gitech when it's stuck in my belt, it's the same thing. If I say hug gitech and I move my belt towards her, I'm saying close your hand around it. It's really the same thing. Right. Well, if you hold afterwards is good, it's also good. I'm still saying close your hand around it. Still saying.
You say the statement of Hagita is the same statement as
closing hands?
Yeah.
Take it.
I mean, I was looking at it as two separate things.
Well, it's take it. What's the difference if it's the original take it or the take it once it's in your hand to have it now? You see, what you're asking really just goes back to the Mishnah. How does it work in two steps? So that the Rav Chaim tried to fix that you could have the Nesina first, then the condition later. You see, the problem you're mentioning is nothing to do with the Dakim Hosh. It's the Chiddush of that Mishnah, you can do it in two steps. All right, so whatever it means, you can do it in two steps. But, like I said, what I want is just to be Masbir, the Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam, the Derech HaSvara, that the emes is that this Chilik, you said, you didn't say, it's a Dover HaMestavar Tuva, because if you think about it in practical terms, the Torah says you have to give to the woman. What's called giving? What's called a man is giving? Now, the Ramah says you have to say, that the dik in the kud is not the word say, hogi, that's not it. Dik is what is the man's manner of giving it to the woman? If he's giving it to the woman, and this is the nesina he wants to do, like all people do a nesina, and she'll take it, so it's also good. Because that's his nesina. His nesina is giving. Now, if he wants to place it down, he doesn't want her to grab it, so then his nesina is his nesina. It all depends on what his intention is in the ma'aseh nesina. And that's really what the Dakim Moshe is saying, and Avnei Miluim, they have differences. But that's basically what they're saying is that in order for it to be complete nesina, it depends how much of a nesina the man is intending to do. It's not something other, whatever he wants to give. However he wants to give it to her. He wants to give it to her completely in her hand, give it completely in her hand. He wants to give it partially in her hand. L'may nafkanina, which hagdara of it is. L'may nafkanina. But anyway, this is l'halacha, I don't know any other shittas except Darkei Moshe and Avnei Miluim. So this is what we're going to have to come away with. That Riya Rabbeinu Tam are saying, don't grab it. And really, our Chartze is good. And what's the chilik? The chilik is, if that's what the husband's intention was, if this is what he's telling her in the first place, if it's what he's telling her, so then there's no chesaron of krisus, and if it's not what he's telling her, then it is a chesaron of krisus. This is the way we're going to learn up this very basic taisvus about what type of nesina you need. And what's the din if the man gives the get to her and there's a string in his hand? Now, if he lets go of the string, what will be the din? Good, right? If he lets go of the string, it's no worse than he gives it to her and thinks she thinks it's a shtar chayv, and then he says, well, if she's sleeping, and then he tells her when she wakes up. And certainly, if he lets go of the string, it's certainly good. Question would be, what would be if he gives it to her, and somehow the string by itself, something happens to the string. Not that the woman did it, but something happens, nifsak achot. If the string would rip by itself, what would be? Huh? What would you think? When he lets go, say he lets go. Manashach is good. The Manashach he did in the scene. He did which on the scene or letting go is in the scene. Question is only nifsak hachot. If it's nifsak, somehow by itself, the chut rips. Therefore, if it's missing in the sima, then you're right. But remember, that the Milum says, remember, the Gemara Baba Metzia says that this is in the sima, it's just missing creases. Right? The Gemara Baba Metzia says in the case of Sudr that if they're both holding it, even if you could pull it, it isn't a sina. It isn't a sina. It's just that it's missing a din of creases. So if so, it's a good get. And the sina there was. It's missing creases. If the creases comes min hashamayim, so it's a creases. And it's a good creases. Nifsakachot should also be a good creases. If you hold that the sina is a good sina, it's really the same as she waking up. She wakes up also by herself. And see, if you're gonna touch it that way, and you
didn't
see it again. Rav certainly means, because Rav Nimluim says what I'm saying. He says Nifsakachot is good. Rav Nimluim means that it's a good nesina. It's just missing a tanai of creases. If the tanai comes even from Shemayim, it's good. In the Avnu, you could say it's a Gemara Bava Metzia means.
So I
met
Avnu over there, Bava Metzia. I don't know if it's Avnu,
I'm saying
that one
over
there,
I've tightened
up that the Gemara was.
But there, Bava Metzia,
he meant that
the Gemara Metzia
is incomplete.
But that's missing, and then the
Gemara
Metzia is incomplete.
And it's in the Gemara Metzia, and therefore, that's why I gave it. He gave it to the Gemara
Metzia. Okay, so I'll tell you what you're saying. In the Grach Al HaShas, the Grach Al HaShas, there are a few lines where Reb Chaim is quoted. He didn't write it. Reb Chaim says that this is not in the sina. It's not in the sina. When you give her a get, the string is still in the husband's hand. It's missing in the sina. The sina of a krisus kadhu. He says, saying it's missing krisus, missing the sina. Same thing. That's me in the sina of krisus. It's all one. And if so, nifsakachot, you're 100% right. It would be good. He has to do it in the sina. But the Avnei Milum says not that way. The Avnei Milum learns, based on the Gemara from Bava Metzia, that it is in the Sina. Creases are just a Tanai. Chayrev will be Nifsak Achot. Afterwards, it will be Tali this Machlaikis. According to Reb Chaim, it has to come from him. He has to let go of the Chot, or he has to rip the Chot. According to. Yes.
And what does the Chaim do with Mishnah later? Does that include
the Avnei later? They could do it in two steps. They can just testify that there's a whole Reb Chaim on the two steps. Chaim Shukas has to explain how the two steps work. But he says, Meshicha B'yadei Chsarna Krisos. Chsarna Krisos is Nesina. Yen HaMishnah Chsarna Krisos. Chsarna, she doesn't have Yediyah, whatever the Chsarna. But Shulchan Ribei says Chsarna there. Right? But this is, so Reb Chaim and Avnei Milum have a Machlaikis on this Tekuda. Reb Chaim, as I said, is Mepi HaShmuah, so he doesn't explain. But Reb Chaim holds that this means it's not a full Nesina. The string is still in his hand. The Avnei Milum, it's just one paragraph. The last paragraph, on Kuf Lamed Ches Beis, he just says, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, it's a Nesina, so it is a Nesina. And Memela, it's just a Sarna Krisus, and it's a Kachot, now it's Nichras, it's a Krisus, and Memela.
Well, we
thought
the Sina has to come from him. And now it's a Krisus, and we're saying it doesn't have to come from him, it comes from Shemayim. But if we're saying that, so what's wrong if the woman is the cause of the Krisus? It has nothing to do with the Sina, so why can't she be the cause of the Krisus?
She should close her hand.
She should close her hand.
So why can't she? What's the difference? Answer with Shemayim is through her. It's not a psul in her. It's a din that you need him. So. Question is a good question. I'm not answering that. The question is good. When nifsak achot, so if she's paisik the chot, it should also be good. If she grants it, it should also be good. Maybe the old nesina still has to be kayin, b'shas the priestess.
Comes out. So the guy's father has to be the priestess also.
Yeah, but that. Well, the Baal does the krisus, you don't need avim luhim. Of course, it's good. That's why I assume the avim luhim. He still uses lashon nifsa kachut. I assume he means that he broke. If he breaks the chut, he wouldn't even say break, which is only go. It's a kachut means minas shemaim. It's a kachut.
They put on their hands, and now it's on their hand anymore. And now later on, then
he has
to cut it.
Not in our hand.
It wasn't a hand. That's cool.
Wasn't a hand.
And afterwards, it was krisus. Both,
yeah, but why can't she close her hand around it? Why can't she close her hand and do the creases by that? If you hold like that room that there wasn't a seamer, that was given to her, just as missing the creases. Well, that's what Rav Chaim understands. It's not in the seamer. And ripping the string is also. So where's the nesina? If there was no nesina before, if putting it in her hand, the string is hanging, is not a nesina, then when is the nesina? When I ripped the string. If it's not when I ripped the string, when is it? It was never a nesina.
The nesina is when it goes into her hand.
And the string is still attached.
The string is still attached.
So it is a nesina. So then why, what's wrong with her grabbing it?
Grabbing it is not a
nesina. So it doesn't have to be a nesina. Good, so it should be kosher. The nesina is his nesina. But you had a nesina. His putting it in her hand was a nesina. No, at the time she didn't grab it. At the time you put it in her hand. But the string is hanging. It's not crucial. What? If it was already in the scene, so it undoes in the scene. Wasn't it she closes her hand? Wasn't it she cuts the string or someone else cuts the string? What's the difference? The Baal. So the Nifsak HaChut shouldn't be good because the Baal's not doing it. It's happening by itself. Fight that problem. You could get what's it? That's a get out tonight. That's a different story. No. Because a Zaytik Echsar and a get that's given on an open-ended Tanai has a problem that it can never come to be a kosher get. It's true, it has to increase us, but it has nothing to do with this. Tanai. Right. It's not good. Why? But there might be two different conditions.
There's still an asina. Post is saying there's still an asina. It's just you look at what you get shot to see.
So if you say it was an asina, that's missing creases. Fine. That's the way that
works. The creases has to be the shot to see. It can't come later. That's what it says. You bring the shot to see.
It's not true, because the Mishnah says Nasim biyada v'yishayna niyura kaira v'ari yiget eina get a chiyama l'haygitech. You can say haygitech, you could do it later. So that's the question, is this different than achsar or krisis? But you can't tell me that that's taich nesina. Nesina has to be yishas ma'isa. I don't think you can explain that except for Rav Chaim's Mahalach. I mean, Lum's Mahalach is that it's in the semen, in the creases, and the creases could be even lighter. What? So the question is, does creases have to be from him, or does creases could be from Shemayim, or creases could be from him? So if you'll find it, you find the Makar that her doing it is worse than Shemayim, then that Avin Lum will be shot. Okay, I want to do the next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Haisa Yada Asuya Kikatafris Bizar Kaila. Obviously, you can get Liyada in Mugaresh. As I mentioned this in the Yamad Aleph, that there's a concept of Katafris. Katafris means Poshit. That the hand, Rashi says, Katafris Madraim. The word Katafris really comes from a Sechtis Mekvois. Is Mayim Katafris. If you have running water on a mountain, It doesn't come from a stream. It comes from rain. So you can't tivel. You want to tivel your pocket knife in camp and in water. If it's a stream, you could tivel. If it's rainwater, if it's standing still, you could tivel. Rainwater, which is running, which doesn't come from a stream, that's called katafris. It's running down a madrei. And that's a pasul mikvah. It's not a stream, and it's not a mikvah. It's not standing. It's pasul. That's the word katafris. What is our Gemara's chiddush? What happened? You put a get in a woman's hand, her hand is slanted. So when it comes to a hand, it doesn't stay there. It rolls off the hand and it rolls onto the floor. So the Gemara says that it's Einu Megureshes. There's no kinyan of Yad by Yad Katafis. So all of Rishayim ask, what? Yad Katafis is not kind of? But there's a mission above a Metziah that if I have a Chatzar and a Tzvi is running through the Chatzar and I say I want it to be kind of, I'm not kind of, because the Tzvi is faster than me, it's not Mishtanaz. But Tzvi Shavur, if there's a Tzvi with a broken leg, then I am kind of. Now, a Tzvi with a broken leg is not standing still either. It's also moving around. It's also rolling around. I could catch it. It's mishtameres, and if I want, I could catch it. But it's not staying in one place. It's also like a katafis. And if I wait long enough and I don't go get it, it'll leave the chatzah. So why over there? I could say, my chatzah is kind of for me. Even though the tzvi is running, it's broken leg, it's limping. I could say, because it's mishtameres, I could say I'm kind of. Even though I know that if I wait too long, it'll run off the field. And why over here, if it's in my hand, Yad Katafris was saying it's not kaina. But here we're saying Yad Katafris is not kaina. Yad Chatzar is the same thing. So why by Yad Katafris is not kaina? And over there it is kaina. So there's a machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba, how to answer this kasha, both in our sugya. The Ramban answers Pashut. He says, by the Tzvi Shavur, it's possible that the Tzvi will sit down in the Chatzar. It's possible it won't. The Chatzar itself is capable of holding the Tzvi. If I go there and I tie it up, the Tzvi won't move. Or if the Tzvi rests, the Summit Tzvi Shavur sits and rests for a minute or two, it's possible for it to rest there. By Yad Katafris, it's not possible. The hand is at such an angle. It's just not possible that the get will stay there. So after Ramban, if it's possible it will stay there, then what? Then it's a coin, then there's no problem with Katafris. If it's not possible, then not. What's the story to this? Well, what's the difference? Possible. The Maaseh didn't stop. Yeah, possible. Not possible. Huh? Why shouldn't it matter if it's possible it'll stop? The way I would teach Ramban is very simple. Ramban learns katafris is a chsarin in the word chatzar. It's not a chatzar if it's katafris. It's a chsarin in the chatzar. So if the chatzar is a chatzar that could hold things, then it's a chatzar, like the above Metziah. If it's a chatzah that can't hold, it's slanted, it cannot hold it, it's not a chatzah. Yad katafris is not kaina because it's only the yad. It's not a proper chatzah. It's a chatzah that can't hold things. Dear Baba Metziah, it's a chatzah that could hold things. The tzvi might decide to run away, might not. So it has to be mishtameres, have to be able to grab it. But beyond that, the chatzah is a good chatzah. That's the Ramban sheet. They don't make a chilt, so we'll see it's the same. Either rather, the dam of the two. As we'll see. The Rashba disagrees totally. The Rashba Shita is that Yad Katafris is only a din in Hilchis Gittin. It's only a din in Dine Gittin. It's only by Gittin that there's a halacha of Katafris not being kind. In Hilchis Kinyanin, Kinyanin Mamin, there's no chesaron of katafris. Katafris is kaina. That's the Rashba Shita. Comes out of Machlokes la halacha, the Rashba and the Ramban. If I have my hand slanty, and something falls into my hand, the hefka things everyone's trying to catch, and I try to catch when it falls into my hand, they're throwing bags at an eifrof, and I stick out my hand, and it hits my hand and it bounces off. It's my bag? Huh? It's a yakatafris. Yakatafris. Huh? Can't be kind of. So what's the Rashba hold? The Rashba hold that yakatafris is kind of by kinyanim, just not by kitten. So my hand, one minute, why shouldn't it be kind of? If a bag hits my hand, that's katafris, no? If a kid, a child doesn't have kinyanim, but let's say an adult tries to catch a bag and it hits his hand and it pops off, like the Rashba. This could be serious. Till now I thought it's just Nagea Gittin. No, it's Nagea. Huh? Why is he cutting it? If you hold like the Rashba, the Yakatafis is kind of by Kinyanim. So if it hits someone's hand, I'll tell you worse. If you look at Shlomo Eger, that even a person's back is kind of. What? It's not Mishtameris. The Yad, does the Yad have to be Mishtameris? Every Yad Katafis, every Yad Katafis. There are other people waiting to grab it. I just need a Yishuv Adas. But anyway, we're going to deal tomorrow with the Machlekes, the Ramban, and the Rashba. There's a Divrei Yechezkel, a Sinachot Hei, a Yisdalid, we'll explain the Machlekes.